Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Starting Startups Integrate People, Product and Position for Success by Douglas Y. Park is a business and entrepreneurship book for founders who are trying to turn an early venture into a more durable company. Published by Advantage Books and identified by ASIN/BOG/KPWB7P, the book is positioned as a practical framework rather than a broad inspirational account of entrepreneurship. Its central concern is the alignment of three elements that often develop separately in young companies: the people building the venture, the product being created, and the market position the company intends to occupy. The book addresses a common startup problem: early decisions about team structure, product direction, and positioning can either reinforce one another or create hidden friction. Park frames startup formation as an integration challenge, emphasizing that durability depends less on isolated excellence in one area and more on coherence across all three. The result is a founder-focused guide to building with greater intentionality from the beginning. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, people, product, and position are treated as one operating system. The defining idea of starting startups is that people, product, and position should not be managed as separate work streams. Many startup guides isolate these subjects. One book may focus on hiring, another on product development, and another on go-to-market strategy. Park places them inside a single framework. The logic is practical. A team with strong technical ability but no shared understanding of market position may build features that do not clarify the company value. A product that appears promising can still fail if the organization lacks the capabilities or discipline to deliver it consistently. A compelling position in the market can remain abstract if the product does not embody it. By emphasizing integration, the book directs founders to examine whether each decision reinforces the others. This gives the framework a systems perspective without turning it into a theoretical model. The value lies in helping founders see early company building as a set of linked choices, where misalignment in one area can weaken progress elsewhere. Secondly, early alignment is presented as a source of durability. The book places particular weight on the early stage of company formation, when decisions can appear temporary but often become structural. Park focuses on aligning people, product, and position early because startups tend to accumulate complexity quickly. A vague position may lead to scattered customer conversations. Scattered customer feedback may lead to a product roadmap that lacks priority. A confused roadmap may create uncertainty inside the team. The practical consequence is not simply inefficiency, it is reduced durability. A startup that grows on top of unclear assumptions may later need to correct its hiring profile, messaging, product scope, or customer focus at the same time. Starting startups treats alignment as preventive work. It encourages founders to make the underlying fit between team capability, product promise, and market identity visible before momentum makes course correction more expensive. This is an important distinction from books that concentrate mainly on speed, fundraising, or disruption. Park is concerned with whether the company can withstand the pressures created by growth, competition, and changing market feedback. Thirdly, the people dimension links team capability to strategic intent. In Park approach, the people side of a startup is not limited to recruiting talented individuals. It is connected to the kind of company being built and the market position the company wants to hold. This matters because early teams shape what a startup can realistically attempt. A product that depends on deep customer discovery requires people who can listen, interpret, and translate feedback into decisions. A product that competes through technical reliability requires a different balance of capabilities and operating habits. A company that wants a narrow, premium position needs different judgment than one pursuing broad adoption. The book, therefore, encourages founders to treat team composition and internal alignment as strategic issues rather than administrative tasks. It also implies that cultural coherence is practical, not decorative. If people do not share a clear view of the product and position, execution becomes fragmented. The strength of this topic is that it avoids treating talent as a generic input. It ties people's decisions to the specific work the startup must perform. Fourthly, product development is framed around coherence, not feature accumulation. Starting startups appears to treat product as more than the object a company builds. Within the people, product, and position framework, the product becomes the concrete expression of both internal capability and external market choice. This is an important corrective to a common early startup pattern, adding features in response to every signal without determining whether those additions strengthen the company. Position. A coherent product reflects a clear understanding of whom it serves, what problem it addresses, and what the company is equipped to deliver. The book suggests that product decisions should be evaluated for fit across the broader startup system. If a feature makes the product harder for the team to support or muddies the market message, it may weaken the venture even if it seems attractive in isolation. This perspective makes product strategy less about volume of output and more about discipline selection. For founders, the practical lesson is to keep product work connected to strategic identity, customer relevance, and organizational capacity. Market position provides constraints that make startup choices clearer. The position element of PARC framework concerns how a startup intends to be understood in the market. Positioning is often discussed as messaging, but starting startups gives it a broader role in company formation. A clear position helps founders decide which customers matter most, which product claims should be emphasized, and which capabilities the team must develop. It also creates useful constraints. Without a defined position, many opportunities can appear equally reasonable, which encourages diffusion of effort. With a defined position, founders can judge whether a product idea, hire, partnership, or sales motion strengthens the company identity. This does not mean that position is fixed forever. Early startups must learn and adapt. However, adaptation is more productive when the company has a reference point against which new information can be interpreted. The book stands out by putting positioning alongside people and product rather than treating it as a late branding exercise. And it shows that market identity is not only communication, it is a guide for operational decisions. In conclusion, starting startups is best suited for founders, founding team members, and early startup operators who need a structured way to think about company formation before growth makes misalignment harder to repair. It will also be useful for advisors, incubator mentors, and entrepreneurship students who want a concise framework for evaluating whether a new venture has internal and external coherence. Its practical benefit lies in helping readers connect decisions that are often handled separately: who should be on the team, what the product should become, and how the company should be positioned in the market. Intellectually, the book encourages a systems view of entrepreneurship without relying on complex theory or broad startup mythology. Compared with many books in the category, it appears less focused on a single technique such as lean experimentation, fundraising, leadership style, or product management. Its differentiating value is the insistence that durable startups emerge from alignment across several foundational dimensions at once. That makes it especially relevant for founders at the beginning of a venture, when choices are still flexible but already consequential. Readers looking for detailed case studies or specialized tactical playbooks may need complementary resources, but those seeking a practical organizing framework should find its integrated model useful. If you would like to support Douglas Y. PARC, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.